Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Of course, I am Angela Butler. The guest on this show is Janice Nicholas. Janice is the co-owner of Airport and Antiques Electric Treasures. Janice and her husband also have an auction business within Hatfield, Georgia. The address for this business is 3440 Lang Avenue, Hatfield, Georgia, 303-354. And the phone number is 404-530-3930 or either 404-604-9924. Hello, Janice. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Angela. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome. So you have an auction business. You also own an antique business. Yes, that's correct. Thank you. When did you discover your love for antiques?
Well, Angela, I was about 27 years old when I started buying what then I didn't realize was antiques. I just loved the aesthetics of the furniture, and I loved buying nice things, and I just really couldn't afford to go to the major department stores and do that. So I would go to, you know, like the thrift stores or to a flea market or something of that nature to try to find things to put in my house.
Okay. So that's how you got started. Okay. I go to
that's
flea markets and I do some nice things also.
I start loving it when I couldn't stop looking for it. The more I looked, the more I liked. So with that being said, I started to do research on things that I found because people were saying to me, oh, you have a good eye. And I really didn't understand what a good eye was at the time. I just liked really nice things. And I grew up in a household where my parents had wonderful furniture and beautiful, at the time, I just thought they were, you know, beautiful stuff, as I would say. But, you know, it was kind of like something that I wanted to acquire to have a nice house, but I had to do it on a shoestring budget.
Okay. Shoestring budget. Okay, so that's how you found that you loved antiques. So when did you decide to open your own antique business and auction your business?
Well, Angela, the way this worked was that once I started reading books about antiques because I realized that I really liked nice things. I like beautiful glass. I like beautiful pottery. I like beautiful furniture and art. And when I acquired those things, I had a girlfriend who was very gifted and talented. Her mother was an antique dealer, so she learned a lot about antiques. And she told me, she said, if you like doing it, you should go to the library and get information. And I told her, I said, well, you know, at the time there was no internet or computers, so I would go to the library and spend hours just looking for different items. And once I realized that there was value in what I had and some of the things that I was acquiring, then I start going looking more. And the more I looked, the more I acquired, till I got to a point where I had two or three storages full of stuff, and I had to get rid of it. So I would go to shows and try to sell at shows, or I would do sales, yard sales, or things of that nature. And one day I just decided I just didn't want to go to shows anymore. I was tired of going to different shows and then unpacking my stuff, and in 2 days or so I had to pack it back up and put it back in the storage. And that went on and on. But in the meantime, I still was learning about antiques and reading lots of books and doing lots of research on the items that I had required. So every time I would get something, I would research it. I would find out, you know, what I had. I would send it to auction. There were different ways that I sold it. I would sell it to other antique dealers if they were interested. And that's how I decided one day, you know, I was thinking about what I've done, and I'm a great salesperson. I was in sales and advertising. So I decided that I would open up a store. But before I decided to open up a store, I just heard this voice speak to me one day and say, you should get your auction license. That's like the ultimate sales
person. Oh, okay. All right.
And so I didn't hesitate. Right. I just went on and went to school and got my auction license.
Oh, you had to go to school for this.
Yes, I had to go to school. In order to get your license to be an auctioneer in the state of Georgia, you have to go through training. You have to go through a schooling process, and in order for you to get professional license, because that is professional license.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's very interesting. I didn't know all that. So your aunt was the one who encouraged you and really inspired you.
Oh, my.
She's
really a foot.
Learn more about. Okay.
I'm sorry. She was really a friend. She wasn't an aunt.
Okay. She was a friend. Okay.
Yes.
So, now you advertised on your website that your business is a one stop for all, including auction, interior stylist, furniture refinisher, and photography. So you do all this at your store and your auctioneer business, right? I mean,
yes. Over the years, I've made great relationships with people that who have helped me and that can provide certain services to me. So what I basically do is I will refer them to the person that I use as an appraiser. I will refer them to people that I have used for furniture refinishing. I will refer them to a photographer that I know is a renowned photographer, and that will give them great service, people that have given me great service and that I know of their credentials and what they're capable of doing. So we offer those services. We don't provide them directly, but indirectly we do.
Oh, okay, indirectly you do. Okay, I understand that. I'm sure the people listening did too. Are there any other antique businesses like yours, or auctioneer business here in the United States like yours?
Of course, there's thousands of them. But what makes us unique is that we are African-American owned. There are probably less than 1% African-American auctioneers, period, in the United States. There's very few African-American auctioneers. I think the state of Georgia may have 6 or 7. and other states may have three or four, but the auction industry, there's probably 7 to 10,000 auctioneers in the country, but less than 1% are African American. And from my research and from talking with other states and talking to other people that are in the auction industry, I was told that I'm the only one that they know of that's African American that specializes in art, antiques, and collectibles.
Because that's what makes you unique. That's what sets you apart from the other businesses here in the United States.
Yes, because this has been the auctioning industry and the antiquing industry has not been an industry that African Americans have gravitated to or has been an open arm for African Americans as a profession. It's very hard to get into the arena as an African American. Because I have advertising and marketing skills, I was able to create my own niche. And with the help of the Lord, of course, I was able to have a dream, and hopefully I'm making that dream come true because I feel like we have a very unique business. We have a great location. We're near Delta Corporate Offices here in Atlanta. We're one exit from Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. We're one block from Delta Corporate Offices, and that's what makes us set us apart, not just our location, but because we do have a facility for auctioning, and we also have a store. We also provide auctioning services for estates, and we also provide estate sales. So actually it's kind of like a fourfold business. We auction,
okay.
We do estate sales, we have a store, and we have an auction house.
Okay. So the auction house is for estate sales. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we do estate
sales.
I had
a different concept in my
Oh, okay. Yeah, and we
yeah,
do go to houses to do estate sales as well and auction off their items at their location. We've done that as well.
So your auctioneer business is not just for antiques, and but I have a question.
Well,
do you use private showings, or is the general public invited also?
Yes, the general public is invited, but my specialty is antiques, art, and collectibles, or art, antiques, and collectibles, and however you want to say it. That's my specialty. That's what I know best. We do have some general merchandise sometimes in the estate, but a lot of times the house consists of a lot of antiques. And because
okay.
my specialty is antiques, I understand value. I understand the value of the antiques that we sell. Now, we don't always get the value that's a retail value, but it depends on the crowd that we get when we're auctioning
okay.
off items.
Okay. So how long have you specialized? Okay, it is open to the public, okay. How long have you specialized in this business, I mean, the arts and collectible side of it?
Well, I started at the age of 27. I was about 27, 28 years old, when I became interested in antiques. About 3 or 4 years after I became interested, I met a dear friend of mine. We're still very, very close friends. Her mother was an antique dealer, and she knew antiques very well. And I would go out with her, and she went to look for antiques, and she opened up an arena for me for other avenues to understand where to find different locations that I could find. Like I would go to graduating from, you know, just thrift stores. I would go to antique stores. I would go to auctions. I would go to estate sales. And, of course, yard sales. So those were
okay.
other avenues that were opened up for me by hanging out with her.
Okay. All right. So that's how you got your start. Okay. Well, I understand that. You and your husband really have a fabulous business. Listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'd like to tell you the URL for the online website for Airport and its Eclectic Treasures. The URL is www.AtlantaAntiqueAirport.com/online-store-purchase-html. You're still listening, like I said, to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have Miss Janice Nicholas. She and her husband own Airport Antiques Eclectic Treasures. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and talk to Janice.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. We had to pay some bills there with a commercial. I also would like to talk to you about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency assistance to families in crisis. They are providing a hand up, not hand out, to help families who are responding to a crisis, homeless or at risk of homelessness, quickly regain self-sustainability. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation and their faith partners by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today at Wright is spelled with a W, WRIGHTFoundation.com. All right, listeners, we have Miss Janice Nicholas on Show Talk with Angela Butler. She and her husband own the antique business and an auctioneer business. You listen to some wonderful information, and I'm glad everyone is tuned in. I see the phone lines. I've kind of lit up here. Again, her business is Airport Antiques Eclectic Treasures. Her name is Janice Nicholas. Her business is on 3440 Lane Avenue, 30354 Hatfield, Georgia. One of the phone numbers to this business is 404-530-3930. The other number is 404-604-9924. All right, Janice, so you specialize in this business. That's what we're talking about. One of the questions that just popped up, it's not a phone call, it's from Facebook. A woman likes to know, the annual income from this type of business here in America?
Well, the annual income can be in the billions of dollars. The top auction houses in the country make several million dollars a year. Like, I think I was looking at Sotheby's in New York. I think they have one sale at $23 million, one auction one day. In one day, they made $23 million. This is a billion-dollar industry. So it depends on the items that you acquire or find and what the market is demanding for that item. But the industry itself is a billion-dollar industry.
Oh, wow, billion-dollar industry. I did not know that. Oh, this is so fascinating, everything you're telling me. It's also interesting and new, of course. I hope that answers your question from Facebook. All right, so Airport Antiques and Eclectic Treasures. What are some of your featured items? Do you have any featured items available?
Yes, I do. In our store, currently, we feature a few items from the estate of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Secretary Dora McDonald. We have two major pieces in our store and some china that she previously owned and silverware. Her fine china and the silverware that she used for, she did a lot of dinners. The Kings visit her for dinners at many occasions. And I have her dinner dishes. We also have a commode that belonged to her. It's an Italian marble, red marble top, and in a French, but it's a French piece with an Italian marble top. And we also feature on the other side of our main divided wall an etagé that was in her estate. It's a very lovely piece, and when people come in the store and they see those pieces, they're very fascinated by it. And by the way, that piece was $5,000, and we have it on sale for half off, which is the commode. Mm-hmm. And the other piece, I think we have 30 or 40% off the etagé. That belongs to Dr. King's secretary. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. So what are your days and hours of operation for your businesses?
Currently, our operational hours are 11 o'clock to 5:30. On Saturday and Sunday, we are open by appointment. We have people there to call us and say, I'm coming to your store. Would you please give me an opportunity to look through your store? I can't make it during the week. Saturday and Sundays, we kind of leave them open. We don't open the store up is because it gives an opportunity to do sales when we need to do a sale, and it also gives an opportunity to go out and look for items or to visit potential clients.
Okay. All right. So those are your hours of operation. So you have a fascinating business to me. I mean, anybody who's interested in this, I encourage you to cater to Airport Antiques and Eclectic Treasures. It is located on 3440 Lang Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. Janice Nicholas is the owner, along with her husband, Mr. Nicholas. And people, from what I understand, this is a beautiful store with beautiful treasures and things in it. I mean, Airport Antiques and Eclectic Treasures is just, oh, it just sounds so beautiful and so tasteful. So those of you have tastes such as this and fine arts and treasures and things, that's where you go to, Janice Nicholas. So, Ms. Nicholas, do you have any favorite items? Or is anything your favorite?
Yes, I have favorite items. My favorite items really is the art. I love art. I think art is an expression, what people feel and think, and I love art. I also love beautiful glass and pottery. I love books. I have all kinds of antique books. I have books that are collectible, African-American books that are collectible. I have a lot of books that are signed by the author or first edition. We collect airline memorabilia. We also have a variety of airline memorabilia in our store. Like right now we have a, which I actually love, this little suit. If you go to our on our Facebook page, you'll see it. It is a suit from Eastern Airlines from the 1950s. And what's so unique about this suit is probably about a zero, but it still has the gold wings on the hat and on the lapel of the jacket. And back then, when they made badges and made the pendants for airline memorabilia, they did it in, actually in, Gold Field is what they did, which is like 12-karat and 10-karat gold. But those items came with the suit, and I'm really that's very fascinating to me, that it lasts the test of time.
Yeah, so when you talk about art, you know, I automatically think about pictures or portraits. So I'm just curious, what type of portraits do you have? Are there people or famous artists? I mean, could you explain that and expand on it in detail? Thank you.
Sure. We have oil paintings. We have watercolors. We have numbered prints by famous artists. We also have some original art by some famous artists renowned, I should say, have some information about them in auction records and things of that nature.
Oh, okay.
And when I say art, we also have statues and sculptures in the store.
Beautiful.
We have pottery that is considered art, and beautiful baskets that are antique and vintage baskets, Native American. You name it, we try to acquire it at some point or the other. We also have books that are art-related.
Okay. All right. On your website, Airport Antiques and Collected Treasures, you were saying you are the one-stop shop that features an auctioneer, interior stylist, furniture refinisher, and photographer. Another question that has just popped up is about the auctioneer side of things, and they want to know, do you do your own auctioneering, or do people come in and rent the space from you?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
What popped up on Facebook is this person wants to know if you auction your own things, or do you rent space out for other people to come in and auction estates or things, or do you do it yourself?
Well, we do our own auctioning. I don't rent space. I used to rent space in the store to other dealers, but I don't do that anymore. We consign for auction, and we also consign for the store. In other words, we will consign their items to sell for them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, an interior stylist, this is my question. Could you explain to me exactly what an interior stylist is?
Yes, an interior stylist.
I've heard of interior decorator.
Yeah. An interior stylist is an interior decorator without license, and that would be me. If you look at the store, I really have a flair for decorating, and I like to style a person's surroundings for them. I also have friends that are interior decorators. I have a niece that's an interior decorator. My girlfriend, she is the queen of decorating. So, and then I know people that will do people's draperies for them, will do their window treat. So, you know, being in this business, you meet those kinds of people, and I refer them out.
Okay. Now, listeners, I'm on the website. And those of you who right now have internet access, I know some of you are in Florida, and it's pouring down, raining, or getting ready to do what it normally does in Florida at this time of the year, especially in Northwest Florida. I'm at the Airport Antiques and Collected Treasures website. And it's a different website. I Googled it. And on these are some beautiful portraits. And also beautiful, looks to me like wood items in the furniture. This is beautiful things. So those of you who have that exquisite taste for finer things, this is it. Her store is it. Airport Antiques and Collected Treasures is the store to go to. She even has items, I believe, from a lady who, I believe, worked with the Martin Luther King family. Okay, that's the question. It just came. They want to know about the King family. They didn't catch that.
They want to know what? I'm sorry?
About the King family. What is it that you have from the King family?
I have some pieces from Dr. King's secretary, not the King family.
Okay.
From Dr. King's secretary. Okay. She was his secretary for 6 years. Her name was Dora McDonald. She is deceased, and when she died, her estate was left to a wonderful human being, and that lady consigned part of her estate. Part of the estate had been with someone else, and when we opened up, she gave us the opportunity to have all of the items that were left from the estate of Dora McDonald.
Okay. All right.
Not Dr. King himself or his family, Dora McDonald.
Okay, so you hear that. So you hear that on Facebook. Okay, it wasn't Dr. King. So you were wondering what she had. That is not a Dr. King. So not from the King family, but someone who worked with the King. So, again, I'm on this beautiful website. And I see all these beautiful portraits. Beautiful things. Can you name any of the artists' work that you have in your antique shop, Airport Antiques and Collected Treasures shop?
Well, I have recently I acquired a signed poster. It's not a original piece of art, but I do have a poster that was signed in 88 or 89 by Vannetta P. Honeywood, which was is a very renowned African-American artist. I think I have a couple pieces by her. I have a Delta commemorative poster signed by Max, which is a very prolific artist here in the United States. I have a couple of European artists art in my store, and off the top of my head, I can't name everybody.
Okay, all right, that's okay. I'm on the other website, listeners. Those of you who are following the show is www. And I already know I don't need to use www. And everything, but I am anyway. AtlantaAntiquesAirport.com/default.html.
No, you could just.
And what?
I'm sorry, Angela. Just give them AtlantaAntiquesAirport.com. It's AntiquesAirport.com. AtlantaAntiquesAirport.com. That's all you have to give them. They can pull it up.
Those of you who are following the show, and it seems like some of you are listening, definitely listening. She's got your attention here. So I'm going to ask about something I see that is very beautiful to me. It's the furniture, the dining room set that I was looking at. I believe it's a four-piece. It's the 10-piece dining set with three sleeves, and it's $2,000 with 50% off. This is beautiful. This furniture is beautiful. This 10-piece dining set is beautiful with three sleeves. So those of you, again, who are following this show, who have interest in this and have the exquisite taste, they have a 10-piece dining set with three sleeves. That is $2,000, but guess what? It's 50% off. So There you go. Okay, Janice. Now, I know you pretty well answered this question, but I like to know, since there is less than 1% of African Americans in this country that work and, you know, have a type, well, have a business like yours, why do you think this is? I mean, there's so much interest here on Facebook and different things. So why do you think that there are not many people that have that type of business as African Americans?
There could be several reasons. Lack of knowledge, lack of how to get involved in the auctioning business, how to find antiques, art, and collectibles. No one has ever told them or showed them. This has basically been a business that hasn't been that has been marginalized, as far as I'm concerned, for African Americans. And it takes a person that has a lot of fortitude, because this is not a business for the faint at heart. You will have a lot of obstacles. It's a lot of obstacles in the industry. And you are tested over and over and over again. And people don't necessarily want to give you information. So you have to find it, and you have to be creative. You have to be able to be creative to find the value of stuff, of things. And you can't look at all old items as being junk, because everything old is not junk. That's the way I look at it. And I don't think African I have seen a lot of people throw their stuff away or give it away and not realizing what they have. Because when I've heard a lot of people just say, oh, that old junk, and it's not junk. People are getting rich off of your junk.
Yes, I believe that, too. I believe that, too. All right, listeners, I'm also on www.AtlantaAntiquesAirport.com. This is what the website I am on says. I'm not saying it wrong, Ms. Janice, but I'm looking at an antique gift mirror. It's $150, and it's beautiful. So those of you, again, who are interested, cater to our business. She's near the, would you like to talk about the airport, how close you are to the airport? I mean, I believe
yes.
It's I-20 when visiting Atlanta.
No, we're south of I-20. We are one exit up from Atlanta International, Atlanta-Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. We are one block up from Delta Corporate Offices. We're in the nestled back in the little community of Hapeville, Georgia. We love our location. It's a very nice location. We have a lot of exposure in that area. And I just think it's a unique location and a unique store. I have to say that God put us in that location. That's not the location that we would have chose. And we've been there for 3 years. We're going on our fourth year. And business is growing, and people are learning more about us and our business and what we do. It's not an easy, like I said, this is not an easy business. There's not a lot of help. People don't really necessarily want to, that's in the industry, want to give you help. I've had a lot of obstacles where I've had to overcome, but that's part of the game, you know.
Yes.
No pain, no gain. And
yes.
Much is
okay.
Given, much is required. So that's why I'm on this show, is because I have been given much. God has blessed me, and because he's given me much, I don't mind sharing this information with other people.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. So how do you find your antiques? Do you travel out the country or anything? Or do you buy your antiques and they just simply ship to you? I mean, how do you go about selecting your antiques?
Well, we do have some pieces that we acquired not too long ago from England. And actually, the person that we, or the people that we acquired it from, the young lady's father is a very renowned antique dealer in England. And she grew up in the antique industry, and she liked our store, so they consigned pieces to our store. And we have a direct connect now in England for English furniture. We intend to cater to the international community. We have a lot of Oriental art in our store. We have some wonderful Oriental art pieces. We have a wonderful redwood, California redwood table that was made from California redwood in the 1960s, and that's half off. It was $2,000, but in the store is $1,000. If you buy it online, it's, I think it's the best offer, OBO. I think it's our best offer. I'm not sure, but... if you come into the store, I think we have it at 40 or 50% off.
Okay, I'm also...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you finished.
Oh, I was just going to say we also have a lot of English, American furniture in the store. We just have a variety of furniture and we've had Chinese furniture. We have more Chinese art now than we have furniture and pottery, or Japanese, Chinese or Japanese. We have a lot of art glass and pottery. We have pottery. We have antique canes, walking canes, and just a variety of things. You have to come and see it to appreciate it.
Yes, I agree. And again, I'm on this website, listeners. I see here a vintage statue by Marwat. Did I pronounce it right? It's a collectible. It's $130. But what I love is this 10-piece. It's beautiful. This 10-piece dining set with three sleeves. She has it advertised. It's for 50% off. It's $2,000. Listeners, this is beautiful. It really is. So I'm going to take a short break. Give Janice time to collect your thoughts and get everything together and pay a couple of bills. All right.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on this show is Janice Nicholas. She and her husband have a business called Airport and a Treasure. This business also has an auction business to go along with it. And she told you where she was located. The address is 3440 Lang Avenue, 30354 is the zip code, and it's in Hatfield, Georgia. The phone number is 404-530-3930, 404-604-9924. Now, she was talking about how she discovered I love antiques. Now, for those of you who have interest in this, she did say that in the state of Georgia you have to have a license, you have to go to school for this. So keep that in mind. Also, she also is an interior stylist. She has furniture refinishing. For those of you who have furniture that needs refinishing, she has connections with that and photography. So when you go to this store, you are in for a treat. This antique store, a shop, you're in for a treat. You can't go wrong if you like antiques, not with this business. Okay. So I was talking about your featured items. And earlier, we were also talking about how you acquire your antiques and things. And you said you were talking about some of the items you had. With your auctioneer business, you said it was open to the public. If somebody wanted to just come in and see what was going on, since it's open to the public, well, of course, this is the question I'm asking it because of Facebook. They want to know if it's open to the general public. Can people just come by? I mean, it's a silly question, I know, to you, because it's already been answered, but they want, if you just want to stop by and look, you know, and things like that. And also they need to know if you buy things, the words use consignment. Do you take any antiques on consignment?
Yes, we do. We buy and we consign.
Okay.
We buy jewelry. We have costume jewelry. We have some old silver items that we sell. We also have some silver items, very unique silver items in the store, and silver, antique silver-plated items in the store. We have a few antique clothing or vintage clothing. We have some clothing from overseas. We have things that are very unique, and that's why we call it eclectic treasures, because and we have vintage items. Like, we have some Ames Air items, Ames Air chair and lighting, and we have a warehouse full of items. At the end of the summer, we're getting ready for our end of the summer sale. We're going to do, you know, you've heard of Christmas in July. We're going to do Christmas in August. We're going to try and do it before the children get back to school, because we want to get ready for the holidays. So we're going to give people an opportunity to come in and buy some of our prized pieces, so we can restock and go out and find some more. So we're going to do a big sale, which is going to be called the End of the Summer Sale, Christmas in August.
Okay. Also, listeners, you're listening very closely because I'm getting a lot of messages here, a couple of messages. Somebody else is also on this website. They want to know the antique pie chest. That's for $400. I'm looking at two. Is it still available?
What is it, Angela?
The antique pie chest for $400. Is it still available?
It is still available.
Okay. So, all right, Facebook, you're on the roll tonight. Okay, so, I'm looking at Airports Antiques Eclectic Treasures website. I'm looking at a portrait here, and it has a lady with a teacup. How much would a portrait, I know you can't give an exact price because you're not on the website, you're not looking like I am, but a portrait, do you have a minimum amount or a high amount, a maximum amount of what you would charge for a portrait, such as the one I'm looking at with the lady with the, she looks Chinese, I believe.
What portrait are you? It doesn't have a price on it? Is it on the home page or is it?
No, it's on the slide. It has photos that you can go and look at everything. Here on the Airport Antiques and Collected Treasures, it says from the owner. and I was just looking at it. It's very pretty. Very different. And so also on Google, we can see photos. I mean, it's some pretty stuff here. You also have
it on
a chair.
On the website?
Ma'am?
Is it on the Facebook page or the website?
It's on the website.
Okay.
I Googled it.
Okay. Okay,
that's I'm also...
Is it a painting?
Yes, ma'am, it is a painting.
Okay, let me see which painting you're talking about. Because I have some paintings on there of several different women. And you said this is a lady with a teacup in her hand?
Yeah, looks like China. A lady from China, the portrait is. It's got Chinese writing. And then there's also a yellow chair, beautiful chair, with brown.
Oh, yeah, that's, the chair is a George Mauser. He was in competition with Ames in the mid-century. That's from, like, the 40s. 30s, 40s, 50s, and George Mauser was his name, and that is his style of chair. It was done by Plycraft, a manufacturing company, and that's where that chair was made. Now, it doesn't have a sticker on it, but I have seen that chair. It's in the style of Mauser, but it is a very old chair. When I say very old, the chair is probably at least 40, 50 years old. From just the construction of the chair, you could see that.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find the painting that you were talking about. Does the lady have on a blue dress?
No, it's like a baby, and it has a brownish-like frame, I believe. Janice is looking for that beautiful painting. I want to tell everyone that she also has purchase information, and she has an online store for those of you with discerning taste, and you see something you like, and perhaps on a spur you decide you want to buy it. She has a PayPal account where you can go and purchase her beautiful statues and things that I'm looking at. The online purchase store is pretty much the same as the other address. It's, again, www.AtlantaAntiqueAirport.com. And then it has the website I'm on, and the URL has a slash, and it says online-store-purchase.html. That's the website that came up, and this is for the website and the online store. So not only does she have a store, she has an online website. So that's really convenient for customers, for people who, you know, have either went by the shop and they verified, you know, and know everything, you know, about it, and they decide, well, at that time you didn't want to buy. But if you go to the website, and if it's still available, because listen, listeners, this is some beautiful stuff here. It's very beautiful. And I know Miss Janice and her husband must have spent hours, days, and weeks, you know, working on this and showplacing these beautiful statues and things and furniture. So I really feel you will be missing out if you don't go by and check out her store, antique store. And again, she has online purchases. So if you go by and you decide, well, I may not want to get it now, week later, 3 days later, you decide, well, it's still there, it's on the website. Do you want to go and it's still available now? Remember, there's some pretty stuff. It may go a little faster than what you think. So she has a PayPal account. So you still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Of course, Janice Nicholas is on the show. You were talking about that it was a billions and billions of dollars, a billion-dollar industry. What I like to know is how do you go about, I know you're on my show, you know, you're promoting through my show, but how do you, how else do you go about advertising? Do you have a TV commercial or online? Because I know you have a commercial online because I've looked at it. I've viewed it three or four times, but I know you have that.
Uh-huh. We are still in the process of trying to get on to a television network where we can advertise our business. So if anyone has any good rates that they'd like to quote us, they could call us up, 404-530-3930. The other number that you have, I meant to tell you, Angela, that's not the correct number for us. The 690 number that you called out, that's our fax number.
I apologize.
Yeah. The 404-602-9924, that is our fax number. But if people want to call us, they could call us at 404-530-3930, or they could contact us through our website, or they can friend me on Facebook. I'll be glad to answer any questions. Don't ever feel like a question is too small or that it doesn't make sense or it sounds crazy. Not to me. You may be asking something that will help us both down the line. So I'm really pleased that you gave me this opportunity to be featured on your show, and I hope that I've answered questions for the audience so that they will understand that antiquing is a good business, it's a profitable business, and it's an honorable business if this is what you'd like to get into.
And it's legitimate business, okay? So Ms. Janice Nicholas and her husband, you know, it's not the feeling I get is that a lot of hard work has went into this business. Mm-hmm. And there's a love of Janice Nicholas, her business, Airport, and Antiques and Collected Treasures. Like I said, a lot of love has went into it, a lot of work and a lot of thought. So she's gave you her location. Again, I'll give it to you again. It's 3440 Lang Avenue. It's in Hapeville, Georgia.
Hapeville,
Georgia. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And those of you who are interested, because you've been sending me messages talking about this and that, so I'm expecting her to call me and say, I listened to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I'm here because I listened to her show. So all right, we're coming to the close of the show. It's 1:50 left in the show. Again, I want to tell you that Janice Nicholas and her husband have an online store also, and she has a PayPal account. For those of you who go buy and decide not to buy right then, but remember this stuff may go a little faster than what you're thinking, so don't wait too long. Anything else you'd like to say, Janice Nicholas?
No, just thank you for the opportunity, and like I said, the audience, if they still have questions, they can Facebook me, ask me questions on Facebook. If they want to ask me a question, just friend me and then go to the message section. It's Janice Nicholas, and then in parentheses is Airport Antiques, my Facebook page, and our website is airportantiques@atlanta.com.
All right, Atlanta, don't forget.
Atlanta Antiques Airport, I'm sorry. Atlanta Antiques Airport.com. And we're on YouTube under Airport Antiques. We have two commercials that we're going to be promoting on somebody's channel soon. So with that being said, once again, Angela, I thank you for the opportunity and for promoting Airport Antiques and Eclectic Treasures. And to your audience, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for asking questions.
Don't forget, they refinish and have connection with refinishers and photography. Thank you all. Have a good night. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.